Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbury Radio. Today I am joined after one of Bollywood's most sought after playback singers. He's given us lots and lots of hits. Yes, things like Ballulapke. You've heard me playing Makna from Drive a lot here. More recently, Bail Dev, Bebana Pyar, and one that you hear me playing all the time from the film Chehre Rang Darya. It is Yasser Desai himself. Hi, Yasser.
Hello, Pam. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Great to have you with us here today.
Pleasure being here.
You've got a lot of fans here, Yasser, and they want to hear all about what you're up to now. I know you've got a new single out. You're going to be talking to us all about that one. But first of all, tell us briefly about your journey, because it was 2016, wasn't it, when you made your Bollywood debut? Has it been a struggle? 2015, right.
Yeah, 2015. So I was working with a research lab. It's been a fairy tale journey for me. So I never thought I'd become a playback singer.
Oh, I hold love fairy tales.
Yeah, I hold a master's degree in biotechnology, and I was working with a research lab in their research department, of course. And meanwhile, I was also singing demo songs for music directors in the Bollywood. And I think my voice went to the right place with the right people at the right time. And there I was. Somebody asked me if I wanted to become a playback singer. I said, yes, of course. That's what I've been dreaming about. And we gave me an opportunity, gave me a platform to sing for a Bollywood movie. And here I am.
The rest is history. So talking about fairy tale journey, real magic happened, right? Your voice went to the right person.
It does. I am a firm believer of destiny. So I think it was meant to be.
Perfect. So what's it been like since then? Because you've given us a lot of music. Has it been easy? Did it become a struggle? What's it like?
I wouldn't call it a struggle. Struggle is too strong of a word. I would call it a journey, maybe, because it's life, right? There's always going to be ups and downs. You'll be disappointed, and then you'll be motivated or encouraged by people. So I've met, it's a mixed bag of people, I would say. I've met some very nice people on my journey. Who would encourage me, motivate me. And then again, a few disappointments on the way. But all in all, of course, I'm living my dream. I think this is all I wanted to do in my life, and I'm earning out of it. So what more could I have asked for?
Every journey has its twists and turns, right? I don't think there's any journey that's just a straight road. So that is perfect. And you said you're living your dream. Is this something you always wanted to do?
I always wanted to become a singer, but I didn't know how one becomes a singer. Especially with Bollywood, it's a different ballgame. I think there are reality shows now from where people are being, bought into Bollywood to become playback singers. There's musical connections. I think people from, people who have had musical backgrounds, or someone in their family who's a music director.
Yes.
So I thought that's how it works. So for a guy who's got no musical connections, who's not from a reality show, it seemed like an impossible task. But
you have made the impossible possible, and also showing to other people that this is possible. Like you said, destiny. The way your voice went to the right person. I mean, it was the head of Zee Music at the time, wasn't it?
And it was.
And he said, "Who's this guy?" And that was it. The rest is history from there. You've done a lot of... you've done films, you've done independent music. Question for you, what's been your favorite out of your releases? What is your favorite song?
There's this song called Jogi from Shaadi Mein Zaroor Aana. It featured Rajkumar Rao and Kriti Kharbanda. That still is one song that I love the most.
Yes.
So from my repertoire or from my list of songs, that's the song that I love the most, because it was challenging, because before me, Shafqat Amanat Ali had sung that song. So it was a task for me. It was a challenge for me. And also, I didn't know I could sing that song. So Orko Prabhu Mukherjee, who's the music director of the song, he came up to me and told me that it's a difficult song. Also, Shafqat Saab has sung the song. Mm-hmm. So you have to live up to that. I was very scared. And I was like, I can't do it. Let's not do this song. We'll do some other song. And he was like, no, you take the song with you, you listen to it for a month, and once you're ready, completely prepared with the song, you give me a call, we'll dub it right there and then.
Wow.
And I took the song, I listened to it, I heard it for like 1,000 times. I'm sure I heard it for 1,000 times. And I didn't sing a single line then. So I called up Okoda and I told him that I'm ready with the song. I think we can dub it. And it happened in 45 minutes. We dubbed the song in 45 minutes. And it's a tricky song. So I'm very, very happy and very satisfied with how it came out and how it's sounding now. So that's one of the songs. I love it. I love that song.
So you completely immersed yourself in the song by listening to it again and again and became it. Can we hear, seeing as it's your favorite?
I love it. मैं तो तेरे नाल ही रहना जी हर गम संग तेरे सेना जी मैं तो तेरे नाल ही रहना जी हर गम संग तेरे सेना जी जो जग से कहा ना जाए वो मुझको बस तुझसे कहना जी सोना सोना इतना भी कैसे तू सोना 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 इतना भी कैसे तू सोना तेरे इश्क में जोगी होना मैनू जोगी होना
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm sure you've made your fans very happy. You've made me very happy listening to you sing that live. Amazing. And I can see why you connected with that song so much. Beautiful, beautiful song. And is this the genre that you prefer yourself in terms of, you know, the real soul music? What do you prefer?
Yeah, I think, of course. But right now, it kind of becomes monotonous over time. So, you know, as an artist, you want to experiment. You want to do things that are quite different.
So and this is my song. Yeah. This is right.
Yeah.
That's my current
approach to music. I want to do something different. Yes. Because it is my forte. Romantic ballads are my forte.
Anji. Yeah.
This is the genre that comes easily to me. I think I pick it up very easily. I can perform it very easily. But again, where's the challenge?
Yes. And when you were singing, this power flows through you, into your voice and out. And it's happened with the latest song that you have done as well. Very different genre to what, very different to anything that I have seen you do before. Tell us about your new single.
Maybe, but me and Gaurav Das Gupta, the music director of the song, we like to call it the lockdown song because it was made during this period where we couldn't meet, we couldn't go out. So we were working from home. I still work from home. I've got a setup at my place. And I think it gives you a lot more creative freedom as an artist because there's nobody to tell you how to do it. So you're on your own. That's how I like to work. So which is why it's come out the way it's come out, because everybody from the music producer to the music composer to the singer to the sound engineer, everybody got creative freedom, enough creative freedom to let their creative juices do the job. So I think it's a great song. It's a lovely song. Lyrically also, it's very strong.
Yes.
I think people who've got their hearts broken will relate to it a lot. Also, the music production is very rich. The video has come out well.
Angad Bedi. Yeah. You know, it's like the video, what really struck me when I saw that was obviously, of course, it's about, they're done for a gangster setting, right? They're gangsters in this. And the song works so well with the video. It's like they're just perfect for each other. But the video is like a little mini movie. It's a story in itself. How much input did you have into that in terms of what the visualization of this song would be?
Not really. I really had no idea about what the video was going to be. But I knew Hina Khan and Angad Bedi come together to feature in the video. But I had absolutely no idea about the whole idea of what the video was going to be.
But when did you find out?
Which is why I liked it more. The element of surprise, I think it works good, right? In my case, I didn't know what the video was going to be. And when I first saw the video, I was like, oh, this is like a movie. Great, lovely.
It is exactly like a movie. So you must have seen that video. And, you know, I mean, I find the video very moving. And we've never seen Hina Khan, especially in that character. You know, she's, of course, she's done a lot of videos, but this is something different. Angad Reddy as well, with your voice, with your song, it's just absolutely perfect.
Thank you so much.
Could you treat us to a few lines of your new single?
प्यार तो किया पर निभाया नहीं मुझे प्यार करना तुझसे आया नहीं जख्म दिए जो मैंने तुझे याद है मैं भी बर्बाद हूँ तू भी बर्बाद है मैं भी बर्बाद हूँ तू भी बर्बाद है तेरा यारा तेरा बस तेरा इंतजार है
Wow, you know, I could just imagine myself then at one of your concerts with my phone, with the light on, and just, you know, imagine a whole stadium of people doing this to that song. It's
lovely. Very soon. I hope so, fingers crossed.
The shows are starting and hopefully we're getting there. Hopefully. You know, that's all we can do is hope and think positive. But what is next for you, Yasser?
A lot of things. I'll be featuring in a video very soon. I'm working on it.
Are you going to be in your own music video?
Yeah, my own music video as a singer-songwriter, of course. So I've written the song, I've composed the song, I'll be singing it up. I'll be featuring in the video as well. So looking forward to it.
Let's see how that goes. That's amazing. So you write, you compose, you're singing, you're in the video. That's a complete package.
Yeah.
Exciting. When is this coming out? Can you tell us any more about it?
I think we're still working on the audio of the song right now. We're sorted with the concept of the video. We know exactly what and how we'll shoot it. But I'm sorting out the audio part of the song because that's the main content. So once that gets sorted out, we'll start with the video.
That's perfect. That is perfect. I'm really excited. Looking forward to it. We love the fact that even through lockdown, you have still been giving us music. You know, even when the films stopped, you have still been giving us music, and it music is soul food. It keeps us going. So thank you for continuing to give us good music. You have a lot of fans here. What would you like to say to them?
Keep listening to my songs, people. Keep supporting me. I think there's a lot of good music coming out, not just from my side, but I think there are different artists from all over the world who've been giving continuously great music. Listen to them, listen to me, keep supporting, keep loving. Lots and lots and lots of love.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Yasser, for taking the time to talk to us today. Thank you so much. And we hope to get you back on as well to talk about your new project when you've got your video and everything done. I'm really looking forward to that one. And I am going to now play for your fans your latest single. Thank you so much, Yasser.
Thank you so much, Pam. Have a great day.